Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Government reiterates commitment to grow and sustain the fisheries sector. Stay with us to find out more and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's oil and gas exploration program, which started in 2014, is now at an advanced stage. Tullow Oil is currently conducting the first ever 3D seismic survey to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. The survey will have minimal impact on the marine environment, as marine mammal observers will be on board the vessel and they have the authority to stop the survey if they believe there's any risk to marine life. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audie Shaw says the government is committed to creating an enabling environment for the growth and sustainability of the fisheries sector. He says this will be achieved by creating a balance for all stakeholders involved in both marine and aquaculture fisheries.
As we seek to work together to develop the fisheries industry, it is therefore important that through the use and application of the best available scientific information, we monitor, assess, and evaluate this industry.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at a recently held Sustainable Fisheries Forum at the Sandals Ochi Beach Resort in St. Anne. The forum was hosted by Sandals Resorts International in partnership with the National Conservancy. He says several important steps have been taken to ensure the sustainability of the industry, such as the expansion of fish sanctuaries and the adoption of the National Fisheries and Aquaculture Policy. There's also the establishment of a Fisheries Management and Development Fund and improvement in the surveillance of Jamaica's waters. The new fisheries bill, Mr. Shaw adds, will be implemented in short order.
This fisheries bill will modernize the management of the fisheries sector, bringing it in line with international management and conservation measures.
He is encouraging stakeholders to accept the realities and challenges that come with the management and use of fisheries resources, while also employing sustainable solutions to address the sector's challenges, which includes non-compliance with fishing regulations as well as climate change.
We have to demonstrate the vision to look beyond tomorrow. Simple things, for instance, like taking your fish pots and making them larger. Agreeing to the fish pots having larger holes so that the small fish can escape and go on there to grow and to thrive and to protect our reefs.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You will find out when water walk go a pumpkin belly. Translation, you will find out how water gets into the pumpkin's core. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Motorist, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Are you over 18 years old, self-motivated and willing to answer the call of national service should a disaster strike? Then volunteer as a first responder today. Join the database of volunteers under the National Disaster Risk Management Volunteer Program. Visit odpm.org.jm and sign up. For more information, call the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management at 906-9674, email volunteer@odpem.org.jm or follow ODPEM on social media.
Today's Jamaican saying of the day, which is often used as a threat, means you will find out or discover one way or another. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.